This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I tell you what, our producer, Travis Lee, is fast. Holy cow. I just sent him this audio, 10 minutes ago, and I thought, there's a lot to do before we get the show kicked off here, in the 6 o'clock hour. But, he'll get it. He always does. He never skips a beat. But, yeah, we'll probably have that audio for you later. No, we already have the audio available for you here. Let's see. This was from, CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, and John Kirby, you know, he's the guy. John Kirby is the admiral who I think did public affairs for his entire career. Don't you usually do something else and get some like real world experience, and then they make you the public affairs officer? It's kind of like the desk job later on in your career. I think he's been like public affairs his entire career, but anyway. He's the guy who is supposed to be a Navy admiral, but when asked about the communist Chinese buying land near nuclear missile silos in Montana, he said that wasn't his swim lane. You know, it's as if Leah Thomas came in and, hey, move over, this is my lane. You know, it wasn't his swim lane. A Navy admiral saying that the communist Chinese buying land near our nuclear missile silos in Montana was not his swim lane. All right. But anyway, so he was on. He's like the White House spokesperson now because what's her face? KJP. They don't trust her to handle the job. So they always put him in the hot seat instead. But he was asked about TikTok, this communist Chinese owned intelligence collection platform. It's more than an intelligence collection platform. They are trying to shape public opinion and shape news media coverage with this tool as well. But anyway, here is the question that was thrown to John Kirby yesterday, because Kirby was trying to say, "Oh yeah, we're banning TikTok from government-owned devices." But then the CBS Face the Nation anchor, she said, "Well, yeah, but you guys have used TikTok many times."
So for the 150 million Americans who still use this app, how do you say to them, "Sorry, we're going to take it away"?
It's not on government.
Looks hypocritical.
It's not on government devices. We do have legitimate national security concerns. We have legitimate national security concerns over TikTok.
It's a useful political platform.
So the part right before that was the key part, because she points out that basically they had a TikTok celebrity at the White House. The only reason this guy was at the White House was because of his presence on TikTok. So the Biden administration themselves have elevated, the Biden White House has elevated TikTok. But here's the thing. This wasn't just any TikTok social media influencer, right? This wasn't some pretty girl or some guy who's really good at grilling hot dogs on the grill, right? This was this transgender TikTok guy wearing a skirt, long fingernails. Half the suit was this way, half the suit was that way. That's the TikTok star that the Biden White House brought into the White House to elevate above everybody else and to elevate a communist Chinese intelligence platform. Anyway, another day, another dose of hypocrisy from the Biden administration.
Here is your Montana news. A Billings SWAT officer shot and killed an armed car thief after a pursuit through Billings and a standoff near the Heights. The incident started Saturday at the 4600 block of Western Sky Drive when a 35-year-old woman stole a car after firing a round into the air. Color 8 reported that police found the vehicle on King Avenue West, and they pursued her through downtown and into the Heights. Collisions with two other vehicles on Main Street and St. Elmo damaged the suspect's car, and it quit working on the 900 block of 6th Avenue North. Police negotiated with the woman for about 2 hours before using gas to force her out. She pointed her firearm at the officers, and the SWAT member fired and struck her. She was pronounced dead at the hospital. The officer is on administrative leave as per protocol. That's the Montana News Minute. I'm Travis Lee.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see lingering clouds into the day today, followed by breaks of sun and some isolated snow showers around as well.
High temperatures will otherwise trend to the lower to middle 30s across the region. Moving into tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back into the mid-teens across the area. On Tuesday, we can expect partial sun and some cloud cover. High temperatures in the mid-30s. And then for Tuesday night, still looking at quiet conditions with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures falling off into the mid and upper teens. And then the outlook for Wednesday does call for chance for a few snow showers, otherwise more clouds and sunshine. High temperatures from the mid and upper 30s. Then we get into Wednesday night with some chances for snow showers. Temperatures falling off down to the lower 20s across the region at that time as well. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Here, News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks. With Aaron Flint.
Oh, I don't know if Tim in Billings is up and rolling yet. I'm pretty sure he probably is, but because we've gotten phone calls from him here, even in the very early morning minutes of Montana Talks here. But Tim, we've got another one. That's right, DJ Khaled, another one. We've got another one for you here. another white liberal pretending to be something they're not here. Another white liberal pretending to be Native American. Here we go. Let's see. There's a couple of headlines for you here. The DailyCaller.com has this headline. Prominent Native American Hollywood producer faking her identity, activists say. And then there's a story at FoxNews.com. Native activists accuse Hollywood producer of faking Cherokee background. Heather Ray previously headed up the Sundance Institute's Native American program. The Native American watchdog group, the Tribal Alliance Against Frauds, recently demanded an apology from Hollywood producer Heather Ray over lying about her background. 56-year-old Ray, who serves on the Academy of Motion Pictures Indigenous Alliance, has previously stated that she came from an Indian mother and a cowboy father, while several news outlets reported her as having a Cherokee parent. However, the New York Post reported about recent claims by Native Americans activists who insist that Ray is, at best, 1/2048th Cherokee. According to Taft's research, Ray has no ancestors recognized by the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma, the Eastern Band of Cherokee, and also another band of Cherokee Indians as well. In addition, a divorce certificate from 1969 listed both of Ray's parents as white. So, yeah, apparently the Native American watchdog group, the Tribal Alliance Against Frauds, is now demanding an apology from this prominent Hollywood producer, yet another one, another white liberal pretending to be something they're not. How many white liberals have been busted now lying about being black, lying about being Native American? Heck, I think one of the most prominent white liberals who's lied about being Native American is still sitting in the United States Senate, is still profiting off of her false claims of being Native American. And that's what you see with all these. Do you think this Hollywood producer would be getting some of these positions, would be getting some of these prestigious roles as a producer if it wasn't for the fact that they thought that she was Native American and they wanted to prop up a Native American? But instead they prop up some white liberal who was lying about it, at least according to this report here. Wow. I mean, we just see this over and over again. But, of course, we have to flip the script once again here, because what's wrong with identifying as Native American, even if you're not Native American? What's wrong with identifying as black, as African American, even if you're not black or African American? What's wrong with that? You can identify however you want to right now. In fact, it goes back to this whole story that I kicked off the show with this morning, which is Here is John Kirby, and great question, by the way, by the host of CBS's Face the Nation, making the point that you guys are sitting here pretending to talk tough about the communist Chinese-owned intelligence platform, TikTok. You guys are pretending to talk tough, but you guys brought a TikTok celebrity to the White House. The only reason you brought them to the White House is because they were TikTok celebrities. And because it was some dude with long fingernails and fingernail polish and a women's dress on. That's why you brought this guy to the White House and propped him up and elevated him up and propped up and elevated this communist Chinese intelligence platform known as TikTok, an influence platform for the communist Chinese. And that's the whole reason why they did it. And then you remember, what did they do on International Women's Day? They recognized 11 women from all over the world. So the billions of women all over this planet, how many in Montana alone, right? How many of the roughly 500,000 women that live in Montana should have gotten some sort of recognition on International Women's Day? Could have gotten, recognition on International Women's Day at the White House. But no. They decided to recognize a dude. They decided to recognize a man for International Women's Day. Anyway, I saw State Senator Greg Hertz out of Polson shared a great video clip from Tulsi Gabbard. Let's play it.
We just celebrated International Women's Day last week. I was scrolling through social media, seeing, what are people saying about it. And you saw a lot of nice flowery words coming from a lot of people in Washington celebrating women and all the women have accomplished over the years and all these great inspiring examples of women leaders throughout our time. We know the hypocrisy there. You ask them what is a woman and they can't answer the question. And one of the people they chose to honor in the White House on International Women's Day was not a woman at all. It was a biological male. There are two major points here. Number one is there is no greater expression of hatred and hostility towards women than to try to erase our existence as a category of people and to minimize us to being a construct of anyone's imagination.
Now, there's a point, too. She's got another point that she makes, another great point that she makes. The reason I kind of went, should we play the clip? Was because I was looking at the clock. I'll play part two of what Tulsi Gabbard had to say right after this news and weather break, your Farm and Ranch Report, and more. Lots to talk about right here on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. In fact, I just got a really interesting message over the weekend.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, last week, grizzly bears were the topic before the U.S. House Committee on Natural Resources. H.R. 1419, sponsored by Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale, and co-sponsored by Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke and Wyoming's Harriet Hageman, directs the Interior Secretary to issue a new rule removing the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem population of grizzly bears from the endangered species list. And Montana Farm Bureau member and Shoto rancher Carly Johnson testified about what it's like to live in bear country.
I shared with them some things about compromises that we've been willing to make as producers to be able to safely live and work with grizzly bears, so that they could understand that we're not asking for a one-way street, we're asking for a two-way street, and for bears to start making some compromises. And then I just shared about what it's like to be in a position where you're asked to raise your babies with a sow grizzly bear and her cubs. And how that's really challenging for me. And it's also really challenging for that sow grizzly bear.
Now, she also testified that ranchers do understand that working with grizzly bears is part of the job. And their priority is to be good stewards of the land and have a generational understanding about the importance of putting the ecosystem they work within first. And that doesn't stop at the grass or crops. And it does include wildlife. Members of the committee also heard testimony on H.R. 1245, introduced by Wyoming Congressman Harriet Hageman, which would also delist the greater Yellowstone ecosystem population of grizzly bears. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Ready to get serious about horn fly control this year? SmartLick Feed in a Drum and Megalick Tubs, fortified with Altacid Feed-Through Fly Control, is the most convenient and proven supplement solution available to cattle producers. For best results, tubs with Altacid should be fed 30 days before the last frost, throughout the warm months, and 30 days after the first frost in the fall. Get serious about horn fly control and visit us at newgensupplements.com or call your local SmartLick, Feed in a Drum, or Megalick dealer today.
Ranchers, if you want cattle with maternal performance backed by genetics with maternal integrity, join Hooled Angus for their 7th annual production sale Saturday, April 1st, 1 p.m. at the ranch, Haver, Montana. Selling 53 densely muscled yearling Angus bulls and 3 2-year-old virgin bulls. Offering sons from OCC Joker, Legacy, and Hunter, bloodlines that produce functional fertile females of moderate size that hold up in tough conditions. Bid online at FrontierLivesale.com. The Hooled Angus production sale, April 1st, 1 p.m., Haver, Montana. Visit HooledAngus.com for more.
Well, as producers across our region begin to dig out from this latest snowstorm, they've certainly been significantly impacted by this one and several others this past year. And that's why the Farm Service Agency is reminding them about technical and financial assistance available to help them recover from these adverse weather events. More specifically, ranchers who experience livestock deaths in excess of normal mortality may be eligible for the Livestock Indemnity Program. Meanwhile, the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program provides eligible programs with compensation for feed and grazing losses. Impacted producers should contact their local USDA service center right away to report losses and start learning more about program options available to assist in the recovery. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a couple of stories we've been talking about already this morning here. There's a headline at thedailycaller.com and at foxnews.com. A prominent Hollywood producer is now under fire from a Native American activist group that is claiming that she is lying about Native American background. A Native activist accused Hollywood producer of faking Cherokee background. So this Native American watchdog group, the Tribal Alliance Against Frauds, demanding an apology from Hollywood producer Heather Ray over lying about her background. So that story is getting some attention this morning. Lightbrows in Hardin sent us a message on our Montana Talks app. Lightbrows says this: being of Cherokee descent, I have never understood someone claiming to be Cherokee. It is too easy to check. Too easy to check the records there. So, apparently that's why it was so easy for this Native American watchdog group to check the records and quickly find out, oh, no, this Hollywood producer is lying. She is trying to gain influence and fame and fortune by lying about being Native American. Now, then, of course, I had to throw out the question, well, wait a minute now. You can identify however you want to right now. How dare they judge her for the way she identifies? I mean, look at all the men who have been named Woman of the Year. So if it's okay for a bunch of dudes to get the Woman of the Year title, why can't she identify as Native American? Why can't... Rachel Dolezal. I almost said Rachel Levine. Why can't Rachel Dolezal identify as black? Remember, she's the young lady who grew up in Northwest Montana and lied about being black, was the head of the NAACP chapter in Spokane. The great Rush Limbaugh talked about her case a lot. The Federalist.com has a must read story this morning here. You've probably never been Woman of the Year, but these men have, and they have a whole laundry list of men who have been named Woman of the Year. Rachel Levine, a man who parades around in lady face was the 2022 Women of the Year for USA Today. Rachel Levine is, of course, not Rachel Dolezal. Rachel Levine is the dude who identifies as a woman who is now the admiral in a top position at Health and Human Services. Apparently, there's somebody by the name of Laverne Cox who got Glamour's Woman of the Year title, but it's actually Roderick Cox. And then, of course, you remember Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner was named Woman of the Year. MJ Rodriguez, don't even know who MJ Rodriguez is. Laurel Hubbard, don't even know who Laurel Hubbard is. Ebony Harper, Cecilia Chung. Who else is on here? Oh, Leah Thomas, there's a bonus one. Now, Leah, he never actually got a Woman of the Year award, but he was nominated by the University of Pennsylvania for the NCAA's 2022 Woman of the Year Award. So think about all the great women who listen to this show, who call into this show. They've never been named Woman of the Year, but all these dudes have. How's that feel, ladies?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's tornado damage in Georgia and more potentially dangerous weather in the forecast across the southeast today. Mississippi was hit hardest by at least 20 tornadoes confirmed Friday night. Governor Tate Reeves on Fox.
These are close-knit, small communities where everyone's family or a friend. And so those who lost their life are known by everyone in the community, so there's certainly heartbreak.
There are at least 25 storm deaths in Mississippi, one in Alabama. A failed bank has a buyer, a bank based in North Carolina.
Silicon Valley Bank is going to be scooped up by First Citizens in a $72 billion deal. And the Silicon Valley Bank collapse appears to have really rattled confidence in the economy. So soon, lawmakers are hoping to send President Biden a bill to regulate banks further.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
There was a recent Montana Public Radio story that published last week. 1 week ago, this was a Montana Public Radio story recapping week 11 of the legislative session. And Mara Silvers, the radical left-wing reporter for the Montana Free Press, she referred to pregnant people in Montana. It was a story about Medicaid expansion, and she referred to pregnant people in Montana. Pregnant people. It's not pregnant women. See, because men can get pregnant, too, according to these liberal reporters here. Yeah, God, it's just insanity. So then we went from talking about the Hollywood producer lying about being Native American to the White House parading around a TikTok star. You know, the guy with the long fingernails, wears the women's dress. Or I guess it would be a skirt. I'm not good with my clothing terminology. If it was a dress, it'd be one piece. If it's a two-piece, it's a skirt, right? Yeah, the dude with the long fingernails and the skirt. The TikTok celebrity that the White House had to bring to prop up the communist Chinese app TikTok. But anyway, the second part of what Tulsi Gabbard had to say here recently, and again, State Senator Greg Hertz out of Polson shared this via Twitter a few days ago. She had this to say. In her first commentary is that they are trying to erase the sheer existence of women. And then here's the second point she made.
And the second thing that doesn't get talked about often enough as we are looking at this insanity is that by rejecting the objective truth that there is such a thing as a woman, they are rejecting the existence of objective truth as a whole. And when we remove those boundaries of what is actually true and false, not my truth or your truth or their truth or whatever it is, that there is such a thing as objective truth, then we remove all the boundaries of our society and we end up in a position, what we're seeing right now, where what is declared as true is based on whatever those in power say that it is. And we've seen again how this changes over time.
Yeah, yes, we have. That's spot on. That's exactly what the latest speaker at the Big Sky Worldview had to say. Truth doesn't even matter anymore. It's all about feelings. Feelings over truth. I think that worked out well for communism. 2940970, the number for you. Hey, I'll tell you what, Montana-made products. You know, we don't want communist Chinese businesses. We want American businesses. But even better yet, let's support Montana businesses. That's one of the things I love about our friend Kyle Austin and his crew at Farm 406 is, you know, they've got some made-in-Montana products that you can purchase there. Obviously, you know, it's a pharmacy, so you can go there for your prescriptions, or they'll deliver you your prescriptions if you live in the Billings area, or they'll ship you your prescriptions through the mail. But I like going in there because I like to pick up my EFX Sports made in Montana pre-workout and supplements and things like that. So they've got made in Montana products on their shelves. So check them out, farm406.com. And good deals, too, by the way. It's like buy two, get one free. So you can get your BCAA and more.
Yeah, I know. Sean is the host. But the real star is Linda, the producer. Catch them both on The Sean Hannity Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on News Talk 103.3 and AM 970.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if Tim and Savage has an oh for Pete's sake moment for us yet. We got to have an oh for Pete's sake. Are you kidding me? For Pete's sake. I think we found our oh for Pete's sake moment here. The New York Post has a story here. I think I saw this. I saw this somewhere else too, Fox News or somewhere. But the New York Post has this story via Twitter. Trans woman left sobbing in JFK airport after TSA agent hit her testicles. Did you hear that? Trans woman left sobbing in JFK airport after TSA agent hit her testicles. Miranda Devine shared this via Twitter, and she said this. Her testicles? What? Yeah, this is the insane world that we are living in right now. The balls on that woman, I tell you what. Golly, I mean, seriously here. Trans woman left sobbing in JFK airport after TSA agent hit her testicles. Now, here's the deal. Like, okay, look. If a TSA agent actually punched a woman, let's say this woman was from Montana. Let's say this woman was a real-life ranch wife from somewhere in Montana. That woman wouldn't be sobbing. She'd be beating somebody's you know what if that happened. Anyway, what a crazy story. I think we found our oh for Pete's sake moment here already. Let's jump right into the phone lines. We got Dylan and Harden on the phone lines. Dylan, good to hear from you. What's your thoughts this morning?
Morning, Aaron. Good to be back on with you.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a comment about what you've just been saying this morning about the whole Woman of the Year stuff. The left or whoever, liberal, whatever movement, are they just not happy with either men or women? Through in Hollywood or throughout the years, wherever you see how they make a man look like a pansy, as far as women being able to do whatever a man can do. And then all of a sudden the feminists are going forth, and now you have all the trans thing and trans women being Women of the Year. Are they just not happy with either men or women? What's going on here, you know?
Yeah, or is it that, like, hey, we've got to go to, are they rebels without a cause? And so they have to manufacture a cause and they have to create a cause. Are they looking for new ways to find attention and new ways to shock people, right? And so
absolutely.
I think that's a big part. I think the other part of it is I think that in the left, in this country, they have a deep-seated hatred for Judeo-Christian values. And for the traditional,
for the traditional
family structure, and they despise the free markets, they despise capitalism, and much like when you had the Soviet takeover of Russia, Russia wasn't always a communist country, of course, right? But once you had this Marxist takeover, how did they take over the country? Well, they started tearing down history, started tearing down statues They started undermining the family because they didn't, because if people had their safety and their security in a family structure and in a church structure, well, then they wouldn't be reliant on the government. Well, if you are a big government Marxist, you want people dependent on the government because then they're dependent on you and then you get to have more power. And so I think this is part and parcel with everything the left is doing in this country right now to make us more dependent on government.
That's exactly it.
All right. Well, Dylan, great to hear from you. Anything else you wanted to throw out there?
You know, I did have a comment, if I could, real quick, about a couple of shootings that we've had in Billings here in the last few days, I guess.
Yeah.
I come from a law enforcement background. I've moved on from that for the moment now. But you had John Jackson on here the other day, and I appreciated his comments. I absolutely do. And you guys know what it was like, you know, overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq and stuff. But he had mentioned about just wanting to go in and take that person out the other day. Was it Friday or the incident was Thursday or Wednesday or whatever?
Yeah, the standoff before the last standoff, because we had another standoff over the weekend. Yeah.
Yep. And some of that, I can agree with it, but then I also got to recognize too that in today's world, for cops, the liability that they take on, just doing their job, just putting the uniform on, is so crazy, and everybody's wanting just to second guess their decisions and how they've made them, and especially in a shooting type of a situation. You know, I think the guys the last couple of weeks have done a great job, and cops everywhere. You know, most of them, most every cop in the nation, even is a good cop. You know, but you want to say, hey, why didn't they just take care of them? When if they would have just taken care of them, they could be sued and even sued by the person's family, who they may have to shoot. You know,
or prompt a massive public backlash or outcry, especially if there was this mentally deranged woman that was shooting, and you know, point taken. It's kind of like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't here,
exactly,
which is
right.
The tough position that our law enforcement. I do think that one of the beneficial things of John's remark, though, where he said, yeah, hey, because what ended up happening was basically like this woman shot a police officer and then she was attempting to shoot and kill others. And so it led to this 14-hour standoff. And so, you know, but what I appreciate about what John's comment is that I think he's educating the public on, hey, American people, this is the state we are in now, that these guys have to second guess everything so much because of this public backlash that could come because of the political situation we're in this country. So I think at least in educating the public on, hey, you know, are we in throwing that question out there? Are we worrying too much about the criminals? Are we worrying too much? And as a result, putting more people at risk, more officers' lives at risk. But unfortunately, that's where we are politically in this country right now, where the officers get raked over the coals for simply doing their jobs.
Yep, that's exactly it.
All right. Well, thanks. Hey, thanks for I'm glad I threw that other question out there to you, because no, I appreciate hearing your insight, and thanks for serving in law enforcement.
Well, thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it. You guys have a good day today.
Hey, you too. Yeah, thanks for calling in. 406-294-0970 is the number for you as well. In the meantime, I want to get to the legislative update here from the Montana Family Foundation. You know, we've been talking a lot about this radical transgender agenda here in Montana. And that's been a big topic that Jeff Lasloff has been keeping us up to speed on. Here's his latest legislative update report from the Montana Family Foundation.
As we move into the final 4 weeks of the 2023 legislative session, the workload at times seems overwhelming, and today is a prime example. By the time we leave the Capitol this evening, we will have testified in 9 committee hearings. You heard that correctly. 9 hearings in a single day. This morning, we'll be in House and Senate Judiciary, and this afternoon, we'll appear in the House Education, House Human Services, and Senate Public Health Committees. It all begins at 8 o'clock this morning with hearings in House and Senate Judiciary. judiciary, which presents the first challenge, how to be in two places at once. We do this by getting a special dispensation from the chairman of each committee. Normally, once you testify on a bill, you're required to stay around and answer any questions the committee members may have. That could take 2 or 3 hours for a single hearing. In today's case, we have one bill in House Judiciary and four in Senate Judiciary, so we'll testify in the House, then spend the rest of the morning camped out in the Senate. In the House, we'll be speaking in support of House Bill 862, a bill to create a state-level statutory equivalent of the federal Hyde Amendment. The bill would, in essence, prohibit the use of public funds to pay for abortions. After that, we move to the Senate for four bills. House Bill 628, the Infant Safety and Care Act, which is an improved version of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, also known as LR 131, that was narrowly defeated on the ballot last fall. This new version addresses the concerns of the medical community and should pass easily. House Bill 361 is more controversial. It will stop schools from forcing children to use gender pronouns that they know to be biologically incorrect. If a child is a biological male but presents as a female, his classmates could not be disciplined for referring to him as he. The bill passed the House on a 66-32 vote. Senate Bill 518 and House Bill 676 both deal with the fundamental rights of parents to control the upbringing of their children. 518 places more of an emphasis on parental rights with regard to educational settings, while 676 deals with parental rights more broadly. These are necessary to stop the erosion of parental rights in recent years by schools, other government entities, and the courts. After lunch, we regroup and testify in not just two, but three committees simultaneously. In House Education, we'll hear House Bill 837, a bill to require transparency in Montana's public schools, both in terms of curriculum and in terms of children who begin dressing as the opposite sex or using a different name at school.
All right, there's more to that legislative update from Jeff Laszlofy with the Montana Family Foundation. We've got about one more minute to go on that important update here on this busy Monday. We'll play that for you right after the break, and then we can take your phone calls more.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't want Republicans using incendiary language at all, ever. I don't think it's helpful for the cause. I think we argue on the merits. How do we save our economy? How do we keep our cities and towns safe and secure? How do we achieve energy independence? How do we make the world a safer place? How do we establish American dominance again in the world? Not hard stuff. Congresswoman Presley, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around. Kamala Harris, they're not going to stop. Beware, because they're not going to stop. It's not going to. They're not going to stop before the election day in November. They're not going to stop after the election day. We're not going to stop.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hammock, check. Arnold Palmer, check. Motorized solar shades, yes. Now get your home and patio spring ready with Blinds.com and upgrading your blind shade shutters with Blinds.com. It's a small project with a huge impact. Now relax, let Blinds.com take care of all the installation. You just click installation when you check out. So save 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Save 45% off on selected products. Blinds.com, rules and restrictions
may apply. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is interesting. We were talking about TikTok, the Chinese, communist Chinese intelligence platform, influence operation platform, and the hypocrisy of the Biden administration that had TikTok stars coming to the White House, men in women's clothing and fingernails, etc. But anyway, right on John in Paradise Valley, he actually says that there's some technology that YouTube uses
and other technology that he says is actually even more dangerous than TikTok. The nefarious Made in China program, Tencent, is that how you pronounce it? Tencent is embedded in numerous apps we know, like Spotify and many that have not yet been exposed. So, yeah, I'm not familiar with that. Right on, John. Thanks for the message. I appreciate you sharing that information. I'll have to try to look into that or keep my ear to the ground as I'm doing the daily show prep to see if I find more stories about that or see what else we can dig up. So appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, I want to go back to Jeff Lasloffy's legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation. Just before the Hannity commentary, he was talking about House Bill. I just wrote it down. There we go. House Bill 837. This is a transparency in education bill in the Montana legislature.
Cool. The premise of the bill is that when it comes to children, parents should never be left in the dark. We'll also hear House Bill 303 in Senate Public Health, a bill to ensure that medical professionals are not forced to participate in procedures such as abortions that violate their conscience or religious beliefs. This bill passed the House 63-33 back in February. And finally, we'll head for House Human Services for two bills. House Bill 373 would ensure that fetal remains, including those that result from an abortion, would be treated with dignity and not as pathological waste. The second bill, House Bill 879, would fund post-abortion counseling. As we said, there are 4 weeks left in the session, which may seem like a long time, but in reality, it's not. It will pass in the blink of an eye, so legislators are in a mad dash to get their bills across the finish line. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Lasloffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Yeah, thanks to Jeff Lasloffy for providing these daily updates. Very informative. Very informative. Great information all around. Look forward to hearing the outcome of all of those hearings. What did he say? 9 hearings in one day, I think is what he had to say there. So we'll look forward to hearing tomorrow's update with how all of those hearings went. Let's see. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we've got Evelyn Pyburn joining us for our back to business segment. We, you know, every Monday at in this top of the 7 o'clock hour, we try to get to your business news, and Evelyn does a great job for the Big Sky Business Journal and the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. Some very interesting headlines there. What is happening with the home prices in Gallatin County in the Bozeman area? Well, the home prices have dropped. Home prices have seen a decrease in Gallatin County, but just how much? Just how much? We'll get you those numbers and much more. Plus, unemployment rate here in Montana is still very, very low. In fact, I think it still remains at its lowest point. But of course, inflation remains a concern given the Bidenflation and the John Tester spending-fueled inflation that's been wreaking havoc on our economy. I thought the governor really nailed it. I think it was on Twitter or somewhere in social media, or maybe a press release. I saw that Governor Greg Gianforte was basically making the point that despite the national economic headwinds that are facing Montana, Montana's economy remains strong. And strong moving forward. I do have a story here. I've got sound bites as well. Our friend Peter Christian with KGVO Radio in Missoula reporting on a Montana Department of Labor and Industry report this week showing that the state has recorded the lowest unemployment rate in its history. So we'll share that story as well as we get back to business after this.